Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Dancing Wuli Masters by Gary Zukav is a landmark popular science work that invites general readers into the counterintuitive world of modern physics while connecting it to long-standing questions usually reserved for philosophy and spirituality. First widely known for making quantum theory feel approachable without heavy mathematics, the book uses vivid metaphors, historical context, and careful distinctions to show how concepts like uncertainty, complementarity, and the observer effect reshaped what scientists think reality is. Zukav also explores parallels between the language of physics and ideas found in Eastern traditions, especially where both challenge everyday assumptions about separateness, causality, and fixed identity. Rather than claiming that physics proves spirituality, the book highlights resonances and differences, urging intellectual humility in the face of what cannot be pictured in classical terms. The result is an accessible, conversation-starting bridge between scientific revolution and inner inquiry. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from classical certainty to quantum surprise, a central topic is the shift from the clockwork universe of classical physics to the probabilistic, relational outlook of quantum mechanics. Zukav frames this transition as more than a technical update. It is a change in what counts as an explanation. Classical physics encouraged the belief that objects have definite properties at all times, and that knowing enough details would make the future predictable. Quantum physics breaks that expectation by showing that, at fundamental scales, outcomes are described in terms of probabilities and measurement-dependent results. The book emphasizes how this shift forces readers to reconsider familiar assumptions about particles as tiny billiard balls and waves as separate phenomena. Concepts such as uncertainty and complementarity become tools for understanding why everyday intuition fails when applied to electrons, photons, and atomic processes. The narrative also highlights the historical struggle of scientists to accept these implications, demonstrating that the revolution was as psychological and philosophical as it was scientific. By presenting the evolution of ideas as a story of changing worldviews, the book helps readers grasp why quantum theory feels strange and why it matters beyond the laboratory. Secondly, the observer, measurement, and the role of participation. Another major theme is the way quantum physics complicates the relationship between observer and observed. Zukav explores how measurement is not merely a passive reading of pre-existing properties, but an interaction that shapes what can be said about a system. This topic is often misunderstood as suggesting that human thoughts directly manufacture reality. The book instead uses the idea to illustrate that physics must account for the entire experimental arrangement, including the measuring apparatus. The practical consequence is that questions must be framed operationally. What is being measured? How is it measured? And what outcomes are possible? Zukav uses this to highlight a deeper philosophical point. Knowledge is not detached from the knower, and descriptions of nature depend on the context of inquiry. He connects this participatory aspect to the broader notion that science is not a mirror held up to an independent world, but a disciplined method of interaction with phenomena. The reader is invited to reflect on how this challenges everyday notions of objectivity while still respecting the rigor of scientific practice. The result is a nuanced exploration of what the observer effect does and does not mean. Thirdly, complementarity, paradox, and thinking beyond. Either or, Zukav devotes significant attention to the idea that quantum phenomena resist single, all-purpose pictures. Complementarity illustrates this. Depending on the experiment, light and matter may show particle-like or wave-like behavior, and no single classical image captures both at once. The book treats this not as a flaw in physics, but as a clue about the limits of classical categories. Rather than choosing one description and rejecting the other, quantum theory often requires holding multiple perspectives that are each valid within their measurement contexts. Zukav uses this to show how paradoxes arise when we insist that nature must fit everyday logic built from macroscopic objects. He discusses how language, models, and metaphors can mislead if taken too literally, and he encourages readers to treat scientific concepts as tools rather than final pictures of reality. This topic also becomes a bridge to broader habits of mind, such as tolerating ambiguity and avoiding premature certainty. By emphasizing both the power and the limits of conceptual frameworks, the book helps readers understand why quantum discussions so often sound philosophical and why productive thinking sometimes means moving beyond rigid either-or reasoning. Fourthly, parallels with Eastern philosophy. Without forcing equivalence, a distinctive feature of the book is its attempt to place modern physics in dialogue with Eastern philosophical traditions. Zukav points to resonances in how both domains question ordinary perceptions and challenge the idea of separate, independently existing objects. The discussion often orbits themes like interdependence, the limits of conceptual thought, and the idea that what we perceive is shaped by the mind and the conditions of observation. Importantly, the most useful framing is not that physics confirms a specific spiritual doctrine, but that both traditions sometimes arrive at similar kinds of humility about what can be known and how it can be expressed. Zhukov also underscores that the aims and methods differ. Physics is empirical and mathematical, while spiritual traditions are frequently experiential and contemplative. By keeping these distinctions in view, the book offers a model for respectful comparison rather than reductionism. Readers who are curious about science and spirituality can use this topic to clarify what counts as evidence in each realm and how metaphorical similarities can inspire reflection without becoming careless claims of proof. Lastly, meaning, responsibility, and a new way of seeing reality. The final important topic is the personal and cultural significance of adopting a quantum-informed worldview. Zhukov suggests that when the universe is no longer imagined as a fixed machine operating independently of the observer, questions of meaning and responsibility surface in a new way. While the book does not argue that physics provides a ready-made ethics, it implies that a participatory understanding of knowledge can encourage greater attentiveness to how beliefs, measurements, and frameworks shape outcomes. This theme can be read as an invitation to integrate intellectual insight with lived experience. If reality is not fully describable in simple objective pictures, then humility, curiosity, and openness become practical virtues. Zhukov also explores how scientific revolutions change culture by changing what people consider plausible about mind, matter, and connection. For readers, this topic can translate into a more flexible relationship with uncertainty and a willingness to question inherited assumptions. The book positions the quantum revolution as a catalyst for a broader shift toward wholeness and interrelationship, not as a mystical claim, but as a way to interpret the psychological impact of modern science on human self-understanding. In conclusion, this book is best suited for curious non-specialists who want an accessible entry into quantum physics while also enjoying big-picture reflection. Readers interested in philosophy of science, science and spirituality, or the cultural meaning of modern physics will find it especially engaging, as will anyone who has sensed that quantum ideas challenge more than just equations. The primary benefit is a reframing of how you think about knowledge. The book encourages comfort with uncertainty, attention to context, and an appreciation for models as tools rather than literal pictures. Those habits can improve decision-making, deepen intellectual humility, and support more nuanced conversations about what science can and cannot say. Compared with many introductions that focus mainly on technical concepts or historical milestones, Zhukov offers a distinctive synthesis that connects physics to worldview, language, and personal meaning. It is worth buying if you want a bridge text that is readable, provocative, and oriented toward understanding implications rather than mastering mathematics. Even when you disagree with some analogies, the book remains valuable for sharpening your questions and expanding the range of perspectives you bring to science and life. If you would like to support Gary Zhukov, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.